Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is May 15th, 2013.
And I don't know what episode it is, but it's our live show.
It's episode 489.
And 490.
And 490, depending on when you're listening to which half
right
of this show.
Or if, you know, maybe we just won't come up with it at all. You know, that's how we are sometimes.
So almost 500, even though people have already started leaving 500 voicemails, we got to remember that we have them by the time 500
right
comes around.
Yeah, so you should either email us like a 500 episode congratulations, but we prefer a telephone call at 863-666-0377.
I like a big dick.
Right.
Need a big dick.
Not the 206 number, because that's no longer working.
Sorry about it.
Sorry, even though I had it for like 6 years. Kind of sucks.
Hello to our lovely people in the chat room.
I'm not used to having so little people in the room.
The bouncer is doing a really great job with keeping people out.
I just don't think people... I think people are tired of validating you. Well, you
no one will ever be tired of validating
you. You did see
me
an earlier though, your partners, Mark and Ed... Mm-hmm. They listen, but they don't come into the chat room.
Right.
So
they're always there for me.
But welcome to Crone. Thank you very much. Hi, welcome.
And Aunt.
Aunt.
And then Mib Udstar.
Someone decided
that's
to.
That's so exotic.
Oh, it went away.
I think that's veritable. It was veritable Virgo.
Oh, he came back.
Gotcha. And that's it. Besides us.
Yay.
It's a small crew today.
So everyone in the room, just go tweet somebody when we're here. All three of you.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Oh, go ahead. Please. Go.
I
was going to make a joke about if you all tweet four people and you get those four people here, we'll have four times more.
Ooh, sometimes sorry. Sometimes I do feel like that Foul Monkeys is a pyramid scheme and or like you're trying to sell Amway.
It is. It's like, kind of like Finger Hut too. And what else could it be? Tupperware and...
Well, did you actually have like hold sales for Finger Hut?
I think so. Like there's parties and stuff.
Were there Finger Hut parties?
I remember my mom having them.
Oh, I guess I just remember the catalog and not the parties. Tupperware, mm-hmm, definitely. Amway, yeah.
Although Tupperware is a good product. So that was a good product to sell.
Variable wants to know if he wins a prize.
Your prize is listening to us.
Because we're cheap.
hi, Toppy Smelly. Welcome.
Hi, hello. Toppy.
But Veritable, congratulations on making it into grad school. I believe I read his tweet that there were 36 openings, I think. Or 36 applied, 20 openings, and he got one of them. Something along those lines. But yes, definitely congrats.
What is your grad school in? I know that you were saying that you were trying to decide what you wanted to do, but I don't know if you ever posted it. I know you do like nonprofit stuff, right?
I don't know if
they and we hear. Have to wait 7 seconds.
Yeah. Welcome from the creature from below, Mark from downstairs.
Hey, DeAndre.
Oh, you're getting your master's in social work. Nice. Congrats.
DeAndre's listening in his car.
DeAndre.
Hey, DeAndre. Are you like playing with your penis in the car? Are you masturbating for truckers?
Wow.
Like some people at this table do?
Yes, Bradley.
Stop denying it, Waylon.
Welcome, har ha. Har har see. Yeah. Actually, that's actually kind of funny.
Har har see.
Yeah.
Har ha.
So, yes, Veritable Virgo, after 14 years of HIV work, it's time to get real and be able to do some clinical work and actually bill insurance plans. Congrats. Yeah, no, that's exciting. It's kind of scary to change, especially, no offense, later in the years. Starting over like that and going to school is not, I mean, I don't like even the prospect of going somewhere else and doing something else.
Mark says, I wanted you to do the show from the deck so that I could stand on the stairs and stare. we should do it on the deck one night.
It's a beautiful night.
You think we could?
Actually, we talked about that and we said that we'd have to call it our...
We could have a wine cast.
Like our Sounds of Chicago, because you're going to hear...
The train,
the planes.
The 40 million kids outside.
The best.
Oh my God.
So we have exciting people to walk down our alley. Mark, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you witness this when you hear it inside of your bat cave, because you never have a window open or a blind open. It is like a cave, I'm assuming, in your apartment. But this girl was chasing down this motherfucker boy down the alley.
And by chasing, they were walking briskly.
Oh.
But she was after him and was screaming.
But she was chasing.
Why do you try to die? At first, we thought she was laughing. Ugly cry.
And then there was like points where she was just like ugly crying. Like,
was it? Were they speaking English?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they were too black.
African Americans. Oh. She was not happy. She goes, "What? Why do you treat me like this? Would you treat your mother like this?
In fact, yes, I murdered her.
Why won't you talk? Why won't you stop and talk to me? Cuz this is the shit you always do. Leave me alone."
He said he heard it in the middle of the night.
No, this was when we had dinner last night.
Yeah, this was
it was like right daytime. Now.
We were having dinner, watching them.
It was so crazy. And the thing was, too, she looked like she could have been his mom. And we don't know what was going on.
Well, maybe.
It was weird.
Maybe it actually was his mom. That's why she was saying, would you treat your mom like this?
Well, she was kind of wearing mom jeans and had kind of a mom purse.
But
if that was a mom chasing down her child, first of all, her heels would have been off and she would have been running.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was not talking in an appropriate voice.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought it was
That's interesting.
Mark. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever, Mark. Get your
And mind. It was Brad dressed as a mandolin. Screaming
in black.
Would you treat your mom like this?
Speaking of Mark downstairs, we have new gays next to us.
Oh, have you met them?
We've met one of two. I think the same one that Mark has met.
They might be able to hear us since our back door's open.
Is this whole building gay?
No.
Except for the bottom floor?
No.
No. The middle floor is
not. Well, no.
Except for Mark.
They're half 50%.
50-50? And are all the gays on one side?
No.
No.
Oh, one gay's over here, two gays on this side?
Yes. You have family with child on the first floor between underneath us. Underneath the gays next door, you have fashion designer, English couple, and then you have 20, 30-something musician, grad students.
So everyone seems artsy.
The other one is in the freezer.
I don't know the first floor on our side's artsy, though I still think, and Mark is friends with him, that he is hot as hell and looks like a hot version of James Franco. He looks like a hot version of James Franco.
Do you think we can have him on the show? Just so we can look at him?
No, because I don't think I've ever had an actual conversation with him.
But we can just give him our business card.
Yeah, because I want you to gay grill him and stare at him in our apartment when it's the first time he's ever been over.
I haven't done that in a long time.
Our business card should just say, need a big dick.
The problem is...
Right. Want a big dick?
You haven't done it in a long time, which therefore means...
It's going to be bad when it happens.
You're known to do it.
Yes, Dave is a graphic designer. He has done some great paintings, too. Oh.
It is very gay in Chicago. I swear to God... Every fifth person I see is a homo.
Speaking about...
There are so many gay people here.
It's going to get even gayer. Because you know what next weekend is? Well, first of all, this weekend is getting all kinds of gay. Miss James LeRoy, Esquire.
Miss James LeRoy, a.k.a.
Amanda Lynn. Will be doing her premiere performance.
My debut performance.
Are you going to have batons on fire and throw them into the air?
And shove them in my mouth and shut them off.
Especially since we're in a bar with low ceilings.
Right.
And alcohol.
And that sounds amazing.
And we're going to be like on the news of everyone dies in the club. Like, you know, it happens all the time where they have pyrotechnics.
Right.
And it's all because of Amanda Lynn.
Thanks to amateur drag queen.
Had to throw her baton up like Delta Burke in Designing Women.
Right. But then also next weekend.
It's the big gay event.
It is Bear Pride and IML weekend.
Bears.
So it's going to get a gay of a whole different color.
Gay and freaky.
Freaky.
Which I guess goes in hand sometimes.
Freakadoo.
Tommy, that's a great question. He said he's heard a lot about Boys Town, but how does Andersonville compare? I think Andersonville is kind of more of
Manstown.
It's where all the boys...
Mandersonville.
It's where all the boys
it used to be
moved
lesbian
when they become mans and they grow up.
And lesbians.
And they grew up.
Now we're starting to get a lot more strollers.
Yeah, but it's usually gay strollers, which I'm okay with.
Well,
they actually are like rainbow strollers.
No, no.
Yeah. More older gays, more couples.
Yeah, it's more... It's not as bar-y, though there are several gay bars and like Hamburger Mary's and stuff is here, but it's more...
It's not like
shopping artistic.
Hey, I'm a twink. Let's do Coke. Bam. Right. Roscoe's.
Hydrate. The one that has the sign that says meth is not to be used in this building.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to go in there.
Do you know that Hydrate used to be called Man's Hole?
Yes. Well, and they actually have that.
Just as like dirty.
A nightly event. It's not a cruisy.
Well, it is around Mark's door. I've watched.
Downstairs? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's cruising?
Get it, Mark.
Mr. Craigslist.
Oh, somebody doesn't have, they have like a permanent press button to let people in. Mm-hmm. So if I can't get you guys, then I should press his number and it automatically opens the door.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Got it.
Is he pulling some good ones though?
I try not to get too good of a look. I don't want it to be obvious that I'm watching.
So you sit on the second story stairs and watch.
So he looks like he's dusting the outside of our window instead.
Right, right.
Or he's vacuuming the stairs outside.
I think not, Mark says. Mark's door.
No, Mark's store. I'm sorry. Mark's door.
Door.
If he owns a store, it's for turning tricks. No, Mark's a good guy.
Which, Mark's if that's his thing, it's his thing. We're not judging. We're just... Probably jealous.
Mark is also a podcaster, though not at Pride 48, but he has years of experience podcasting. He could.
If he wanted to be, but Mark, I don't know how embarrassed you want to be.
Mark, if you feel the need, you can provide your link to your business in the chat room. But I believe it's... Oh,
there has not been one caller since you moved in.
Oh,
that's because Waylon says no, ma'am.
Is
it out of
fault?
Here?
I was like, no, I work. Remember, I'm at home all day too. It's probably because he's embarrassed because someone else is here all the damn day.
Except from like 11 to 12, he goes to either what's the two restaurants? M. Henry's and
Yak Tai.
Yeah, pretty much.
So just follow him on Foursquare and you'll know when he's gone.
You'll know when. Someone, come over quick. The door's unlocked. Ass in the air.
They could always come through the back. Wouldn't you know?
No, because they all lock.
Oh, and you Mark, he can't really get up from his desk. Well, now you probably can.
A little bit. More so, but not... I still have lots of calls. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, our gates lock. So there's no way that you can come up through the back.
Oh.
There was 2 days where our back gate had a hole in it where the lock was supposed to be. And we were kind of like, I don't like this feeling.
At least before, when it was broken, looked like it locked.
We had to reach our hand inside the gate to put the key inside and turn it and then open it up.
Does your back gate have like the round thing that stick your hand in to turn the knob?
No.
Is that what it has?
No. It's a lock on both sides.
No, it's the same key as our front door.
Oh, okay.
It's that the lock on the side of the alley... didn't work, so we'd have to stick our hands through the grate and then do it around to try to unlock to get
in. It's not like they can't jump over the fence anyway.
Well, that'd be annoying, but yeah, I mean, they could go right through where the
if somebody wanted to murder you, they'd do it. Or if he wants to be all like ninja like and get up here to so
I'm
get
not
to Mark's
worried
place.
About the murder. I just want them stealing my TV. And the thing is they you
or your new curtains
or my new curtains. You can't, because you know what, bitch, curtains are expensive. We have
they
not.
Are.
We don't have any up, and we haven't for the we're in our third lease now.
Mm-hmm.
Have never put some up because I'm like, I don't want to pay this much money for it. So we broke down and we're trying something in the living room, but we have
it
to get
good.
Some more pieces. I don't know.
You don't like it?
Oh no, I do. It's just a lot to get used to because it's just, I don't know, makes things fluffier. But yes, ask markward.podomatic.com. He does 2 to 3 minutes a day.
That is way too long. I cannot do 2 to 3 minutes.
But it's
too long.
It's inspirational.
Even longer.
I think you actually.
No, 1 minute, man. Ooh.
I actually think you need to listen to it.
After today, yes. Why hasn't Mark downstairs been on the show? Because he says he hates us. That's why.
Yeah, he needs to be. We never remember.
You hear that? You hear that?
Oh, now he's stomping as Ricky stomps on the floor. No, I do believe that our next live show, if he's available, we'll just say he'll be on it.
Come up here. And if you don't, then never fucking talk to us.
So next live show,
Mark, which is the third Wednesday of every month
at 8 p.m. Central.
Central Time.
9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern.
It's been like that for about 6 months.
Oh, I know, Mark, we've never invited you. Absolutely. It is completely our fault. We will invite you.
It's because you have little shoes.
I think we just did.
Oh, you do have little feet. Though some of his shoes are cute.
They are cute. I was looking at them today. I was like, I wish I was a size 7.5 or whatever he wears.
Ooh, but the must be rectified.
Mm-hmm. That's rectified.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay, Jimmy Bear. Hey, Jimmy Bear. Who are you?
Hi, Jimmy Bear.
Jimmy Bear.
Is that Jim from Massachusetts?
Who has little feet?
Was that the one that called us last time? Jim from Massachusetts with the ginger root, the ginger stuff?
I believe so.
Yay. Thanks for veritable Virgo.
He has a size 8. Well, that's decent.
Well, I wear an 8.5 to, no, 9.5. Never mind. So I still can't fit into him. Though, do you like, this is totally exciting for everyone else. But Mark, do you like shiny shoes? Because I may have a pair of shoes that are too small for me that you can have.
Well, I want to see them.
They're not going to fit your feet. They're bright silver, like Tin Man.
I love them already.
Slip-on Converse.
Already
they make
them.
My feet hurt. I wore them once.
Oh my God. I wonder if I have the same ones that are like burgundy. Like, are they like patent leather?
Yeah, I think, I guess you can call that. Like, it is shiny as fuck metallic.
Oh, I love it already. I'll make them fit. I was a premature twin. Aww. So did your brother get down with Craigslist too?
You know, he ate his brother in the womb.
Oh, is that why you have 3 eyes and a tooth out of the end of your nose?
Tommy Smelly. I paint my feet black and then shine them up. Just looks like shoes.
That was funny. Yes, Virgo does have a good point. I said, thanks, Fred Virgo. And Ricky, you said, he has a size 8. Fertile Virgo has a size 8. Huh?
Get it.
Is that plus?
Oh, God. I feel.
I told you he ate his brother in the womb.
Wait. But he said after he was born.
Well, you know, maybe he would got. He was kind of like a chipmunk. He had to save a little for later. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This doesn't happen often, but I feel really bad about what I just said.
You feel bad?
Yeah.
This is normally, it's like one of those conversations where it's like, well, at least my dad died, or my dad has cancer, where you're trying to fit in.
No, like, I don't want to talk too much about my job, but one of the things I have to deal with is death all the time. And I had to deal with an infant death that she only lived like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the parents are all upset. And so, you know, we have guidelines and rules that we have to go by to pay things. And, oh, it's so upsetting to say, well, I'm sorry, before we can give you the benefit, we'll have to have a birth certificate and a death certificate.
Well, I mean, that's sad, but it's also, you know, it's policy, and they know that you're going to be asking for that when they come in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I kind of had some joy of making people feel like that when I was helping, when my father passed, and I'd have to call the companies that were still sending bills and being like, hey, my dad's actually dead, and you're not getting shit because he's
dead, and he left me all the money. Yay!
There was no money, so where do I mail the death certificate?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I'm like, "No, really. Where do I fax it?"
No, really, because I'm not sending you a check.
Because, like, yeah, for real. You can try.
I think this moment calls for some sad music. You guys talk.
Mark says he has a twin story, so he'll have to tell us that on the live show.
Ah, and welcome, DeAndre, to Foul Monkey's Story Hour.
DeAndre is here, and so is his penis. My ding ding dong.
So, what's going on? This has been a very interesting show per normal. Just weird.
I know. Just we start off weird. We'll talk whatever about the fuck whatever we want to. Yeah. What y'all have for dinner?
Well, tonight we had Sloppy Joe served on Texas toast.
DeAndre, my penis got here before I did.
You sure did.
Okay.
You had Sloppy Joe's. Sloppy Joe's.
Yep.
I went to the market. And no. Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe.
So let's ask people in the room, do you like your Sloppy Joes with coleslaw? Because a lot of people are like, that's fucking disgusting.
It's not fucking disgusting. That's a southern thing to put coleslaw on any kind of barbecue.
And hot dogs.
We don't, I'm from Indiana, and you don't put the coleslaw on it unless you go to one of like the, I don't know, a barbecue place that does it. But we would never have grown up doing that. We would have it definitely on the side or something. But in the Midwest, Sloppy Joe should be eaten with tater tots.
Always. I thought that was a rule.
We didn't have tater tots tonight. We had Caesar salad, but we did.
Did you see my tweet? What I had for dinner last night?
No,
I had chicken nuggets and waffle fries
that you bought with coupons.
Hashtag school lunch. Right? Have you ever had those Alexa waffle fries? The like the I think it's Alexa or Alexia.
No,
not dyslexia, Alexia. But they're like seasoned waffle fries. They're really good.
I don't know.
And I got them for 25 cents.
Yeah,
and they're originally
so I remember when you
$4.
Bought the chicken nuggets, because you're like, oh my God, I'm getting these like practically for free. And I'm like, right. Do you eat chicken nuggets? He goes, we will now be.
RC in that no-no square asked where the cupcake Jesse guy went.
Yeah.
Does he still
Jesse,
listen?
What happened to our damn shit cupcake you're going
to make? He's probably not
us?
Responding to us because he knows the first question of our mouths are,
where's our cupcake?
Where does it look like are poop? Our foul monkey cupcakes?
Where are our foul monkey's poop cupcakes?
I still find that the most disgusting thing ever. No.
Yes.
No.
People would totally do it.
No, I am not eating a
it
cupcake.
It has to be a mixed Snickers bar on top.
You have to have peanuts in it.
Right. And it has to be brown and maybe a little bit of green.
No!
Or candy to, corn because, in it. It can have candy corn in it.
Because... And it has to be a little bit
just
melty.
The yellow
it
part,
has to
though.
Be a little bit melty.
Right. Just the yellow part of the candy corn.
Wait. Corn in your poop is not melty.
No. The poop
no,
has
just
to be melty.
The poop has to be melty. Soft.
Oh, what? Well, your poop isn't soft. Bradley, like, when he takes a dump...
But yours is.
Yes, it is. Bradley, like, I swear, puts, like, ridges into the porcelain.
My God. Oh, my God. That just reminds me. Oh, my God. So today, I had a tour, and right when he was getting ready to... I was done touring him and stuff, and I gave him his information. He's like, do you have a bathroom I could use? I'm like, yeah, just right there. And he goes and he uses it. I think he was in there for 15 minutes. He comes out, and he's like, okay, thanks, bye. And he goes on some other tours. My property manager, Roy, he went in there and he goes, because here's my assistant manager doing a juice cleanse. And here's me. She comes out there. By the way, my manager is, he's a gay.
He's the big gay. Flaming gay, right?
The Texas gay. Yeah.
The Texas gay. He comes out there and he goes, which one of you guys tore up the bathroom? And Jill and I were like, no. We go to the third floor for that. that was a prospect tour. It was, he was in there for 15 minutes. And the weird thing is he came back and rented the apartment he saw and went to the bathroom again for another 15 minutes. We were just like, what in the hell?
He went again twice.
Yes.
I would have said,
he was really excited.
I would have been like, no, I'm going to test the toilet out in this.
The place I want to be in.
Right.
Because y'all had a big thing with the toilets at one point, right? Where people would flush and it would like sound like the building was falling down.
Whistling. Oh, do I have that?
You mean
kind
of like when we go to Pride 48 and you're in the Luxor, and on any time the toilet flushes in your room and on any other floor,
you think your asshole's going to be sucked out of
you. And that's what you hear. You hear the guy four stories above you taking a dump because it's like,
and it's even worse when you eat 2 pounds of kale before you go.
My bad.
I've always felt, you know how they
I'll
always
see if I can find the thing to play. Okay.
When they always say that, you know, you shouldn't go to the bathroom, like when you go look at a house when you're buying and stuff like that, like, you know, don't use their bathroom. I'm always like, I'm going to buy this house and have to sit on this toilet until I decide
like
to change
years.
It.
Right.
I want to test it out. Because what if I say no? Because that's that is a economy low flush toilet, and I can't be having that.
Then all you do is flush the toilet.
But no, but sometimes you got to go to the bathroom, so why not? Mm-hmm.
No,
why not?
No.
And the consistency of his poop is different than yours. He wants to make sure yours is going to go down.
And Toppy, I would agree. And no one does, which is what Ricky learned not to do.
No, you do not.
From his, that was Pride 48 part one.
Just because it's crispy like popcorn doesn't mean you should eat it like popcorn.
I love kale and soup, but I have never had the chips.
The chips are good. I wouldn't suggest buying them like chips, like in a bag. I would suggest making them yourself.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to be happening, but.
It's not hard. It's really easy, actually.
Well, I know.
If I can do it, please.
If you can do it, I'll do it in my sleep.
Oh, shit. He showed you up.
Hey. I've been cooking a lot lately, just to let you know.
Well, exciting.
Popping chicken nuggets into the oven does not count. But I want to,
first, why are you cooking?
Because Tony was parking during that time.
It takes him 30 minutes to park?
No,
at the game.
His job. His summer job.
Rude.
Well, just kidding, guys.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
But yes, Veritable. Actually, I like the Portuguese soup that has kale in it. And I have used collard greens before if I can't find kale. Mm-hmm. I love making the zuppa toscana that's at...
Oh, my God. It's so good. Olive Garden.
But you've had my zuppa toscana. Mm-hmm. It is pretty tasty. It tastes just like it.
I love your zuppa toscana.
Bradley calls it zuppa zuppa or zuppa zuppa.
I just call it zuppa toscana.
Which just means soup.
And when we go to Olive Garden, Tony likes the chicken gnocchi. Gnocchi. But he always calls it the chicken yucky. I'll take the chicken yucky.
Well, at least he's trying to make the G not sound like
I found it.
Gnocchi,
right?
Or ganache.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so I'm gonna put this out there. We had an engineer in our building that didn't know shit, and they had to shut off the
literally
pretty much. They had to shut the water off for I'd say a good 3 or 4 hours, and then they turned it back on. But they turned it back on so high that it basically like almost half the apartments had like a flood issue of some sort. And this is one of the toilets that we had, and you would flush it, and this is the sound it would make.
Whoa, that's working hard.
That sounds like an elephant that never runs out of air. Like, how long did it go on for?
It's still going. It's, I don't know.
Could you imagine if your partner woke up in the middle of the night and to flush that toilet?
Yeah. No, you know what it reminded me of is those sirens back when you're, like, in the country and, like, the tornado sirens.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the tornado drills coming on.
I've never heard a real tornado siren.
Really?
I know they have them here, but.
They test them once just like a month.
I never hear them. And I live out in Glenview and they have them, too. Like the big speakers and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're always tested everywhere once a month.
Did I just say pork?
Jimmy
we
Bear.
We just said out in the...
Jimmy Bear said that sound like Big Fatty when he runs out of fiber.
Nice.
Or when he... Well, I would say when his butt's really tight, but, well, we know the answer to that.
That's what it sounds like after he removes the hand from the puppet.
Right.
It's like a balloon.
He actually has a motor that pulls his hand out of the puppet.
Who was it your friend was it David and Jason talking to us about it, that his friend tattooed the ruler on his forearm? Who was talking
that was
that somebody at the barbecue?
That was someone at the barbecue,
somebody who was a sister fister,
a puppet master.
Yeah. Had a tattoo from his wrist down his forearm of a ruler,
but it wasn't for the puppet. That was for penis measurement because he had rules of who he would sleep with. If he would check it, and at a bar he'd get someone hard, and he would put his arm down and he would check.
So this is friends of yours?
No, someone that we knew, one of their
friends of their.
I'm just gonna say that's kind of trashy.
Well, yes.
I mean, really?
Were you checking to make sure it wasn't one of our friends?
Yes. That's. I'm sorry. Before I go home with you, you're gonna have to lay down your hard ass dick on my arm and see if you measure up.
But you know what,
Jimmy
though?
Bear? Is that wrong?
Though it would give you, a reason
to have a penis on your arm.
No, to stick your hand down someone's pants.
True. I guess so.
Hi, Nathan. Who's Rick?
Does he got a big
where
dick?
Where the fuck is Rick?
Does he got a big dick?
Nathan, who are you? Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and JamesLeroyFM@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at thoughtmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.